This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
Last week, we released our Marketplace Edison Research Economic Poll. It's the third installment of our national economic survey, gauging how Americans feel about the state of the economy and the state of their personal economies. What we found this time around is that anxiety is up over the last time we checked, back in March. And as we get closer to the presidential election, questions about economic security are only going to matter more. We asked Marketplace's Mark Garrison to check into one specific group of voters and what they want to hear from the candidates.
Small businesses are responsible for two-thirds of new job growth, meaning what affects them has big consequences for our whole economy. Talk to a few entrepreneurs, and you'll quickly notice a theme in how they talk about Washington. Brenda Jones-Barwick runs an Oklahoma City PR company.
Politicians do not understand small business and do not understand what is stifling small businesses and slowing the growth of our economy.
And here's Nancy Aber-Gasho, co-owner of a New York architecture firm.
Everyone says that small business is the engine of our economy. But right now, the engine needs gas. We need fuel.
She's a Hillary Clinton supporter. The first voice backs Donald Trump. Like a lot of small business owners, they have a shared frustration with national politics, even as their personal political views vary. As far as specific issues, access to capital is a common concern. Bank lending locked up in the wake of the recession, meaning successful small businesses had trouble getting loans to grow more. And one of the most common policy topics small business owners worry about is health insurance.
Historically, we've offered a pretty rich benefit plan, or at least it started out as a pretty rich plan.
Gary Kushner has an HR consulting firm based in Michigan. The Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, exempts businesses with fewer than 50 employees from key provisions. That includes all the companies we talked to in this story. But remember, large and small companies often go after the same talent. Small businesses struggle to offer benefit plans that compete with big corporate packages.
Many small employers would love to provide rich health benefits as a recruiting and retention tool, and yet the costs of those have gone up pretty substantially, much faster than the rate of pay.
Small businesses want action on health care in Washington, but whether that means reforming or replacing Obamacare varies depending on which business owner you talk to. America's small business scene is diverse politically, but also in terms of industry. It's far bigger than the coffee shop or landscaping companies that come to mind when people think small business. The community includes the professional services companies we just heard from and the company that created this. That's a sanding tool made by Temple Allen Industries in Maryland. It has only a dozen employees, but sells to big clients.
We have equipment at Boeing, at Airbus, Northrop Grumman, at Lockheed.
That's Temple Allen co-founder Robert Kent. Some of his company's sanders are sold overseas. Small businesses that export want to see more support and less red tape.
So I'll wave my magic wand and simplify the tax code and simplify, you know, export paperwork and simplify the administrative burden on everybody.
Companies of all sizes are concerned about taxes and regulations, but unlike big companies, small businesses don't have hordes of lawyers and accountants to wade through rules and paperwork. That stuff makes small businesses nuts, not just because it costs time and money, but because they're entrepreneurs. They want to do stuff, not push paper. So the ones we talk to don't tend to think highly of squabbling candidates in a dysfunctional Congress.
I'm not very optimistic that at the legislative level there will be a lot done, which is disappointing, but I think that's just what the landscape looks like.
Small business is something just about all politicians say they support, like the troops or the middle class. But just like veterans frustrated with medical care backlogs and working parents scraping to pay for child care, the small business owners we talk to don't feel they're getting enough from Washington beyond warm words and campaign speeches. And there's more at stake here than business and economics. Jeffrey Robinson is a Rutgers business professor who works with entrepreneurs.
They're the ones who are sponsoring the Little League teams. They're the ones who are giving donations to the school. It's not just job creation. It's about what small business owners do in their local communities.
And they will keep doing it, no matter who controls the White House and Congress. But they sure would appreciate it if all the nice things politicians say about small business actually lead to some action. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.